A giant auger drills into the median near the intersection of Kamehameha Highway and Waimano Home Road. One lane on Kamehameha is closed in both directions during rush hour traffic, two lanes during off-peak hours. These lane closures have hit K.G. Lee's restaurant hard.
Monday to Friday, traffic is very, very bad nighttime, and they don't come anymore. My gross sale about 50% less right now, and it's very bad for me.
Lee has had to lay off three of his 15 workers. Eric Rook manages an oil change safety inspection shop, which opened less than 2 years ago. Rook has had to decrease hours for his workers because of the slowdown.
You know, this is a fairly new location for us, so we're still trying to build a customer base. And, you know, some of the people are already traveling to our IAA location just to avoid the traffic. And, you know, it tells us what kind of an impact it's having on us on a daily basis.
Not all of the businesses are on Kamehameha Highway. Rebecca Parker is president of a moving company, which is suffering because of increased traffic congestion in the area.
A lot of delays in our clients being able to get the services they need, our crews coming back later, so overtime, the fuel use, and then the roads are all torn up, so the wear and tear on our vehicles. We're talking probably $30,000, $40,000 easily.
These owners attend monthly business alliance meetings hosted by the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation. HART Director of Communications and Outreach, Jeannie Mariani-Belding, says this partnership provides timely construction information, help with social media or marketing, and initiatives that other municipalities undergoing rail construction have implemented successfully.
We call it Swap, Shop, and Shuttle, and it would be a free service similar to what Waikele has that would take people to the businesses along Kamehameha Highway and stop at the different shopping plazas. It's a way to get people to patronize the businesses who may not want to be driving in the area.
Next month, HART will introduce a lunch on the bus program for Pearl City restaurants. Meanwhile, Honolulu City Council member and Budget Committee Chair Ann Kobayashi says two measures are being considered to tap federal rail dollars to help business owners.
This mitigation fund is to help all the small businesses. Because of the rail, it's changed the whole atmosphere, the whole business environment. I mean, they can't sustain themselves for 3 months of no business. You know, they're just going to go under.
The two measures will be heard by the City Council's Budget Committee June 17th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.